FM 90.3 WJTL, Rebecca St. James, and for King and Country, Kingdom Come. Hi, good morning, and happy Tuesday, 7:04.
Hey, we're teaming up with Men of Iron on Winning Wednesday by giving away two of their devotionals, Family Restored and Discipline Restored. You can get the contest details at our Men of Iron blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Tim Strausser, is here from the Promise Players. He's the co-director. He's been here many times, and he always looks so handsome in his blazer. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to?
Just a couple people. To my wife, Rose. We'll be celebrating 40 years of marriage here in a couple
Congratulations.
Weeks.
Congratulations. So, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's been a wonderful experience.
And you guys have a new grandchild.
We do, yeah. Little Lathan. Eva, if you're out there feeding him right now, you know.
Probably is.
Peepaw loves him.
Love that.
And also to the cast and crew of the Promise Players that are doing this play. And a special shout out to Anna Brenneman, who is my co-director. I'll talk about that a little later. This is her debut of directing.
That's pretty great. The next generation.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, you guys celebrating 40 years of marriage, but Promise Players celebrating 30 years of doing shows.
Right.
Tell us about that.
30 years ago, they started in 1995. It was a vision that Doreen Creighton had, and she was our artistic director for over 25 years. She retired here a few years ago. So a shout out to you, Doreen, because it has been a special ride throughout these last 30 years that we really reach out to the community to show the love of Christ, but also the monies that we raise go to a ministry within the community.
How much have you raised over the 30 years, do you know?
We have raised over $296,000. So we're pretty confident that we will get over the $300,000 mark this time.
And I love that you choose a local ministry to partner with that you donate to each year. Who is this year's ministry?
Right. Thank you. It is Love Inc. of Lancaster.
Love that.
It is a national organization, but they are regional. And this is in the Lancaster area. They partner with 100 churches in Lancaster County that help people that are disadvantaged, that may need help, as simple as taking them to a doctor's appointment. My father-in-law and mother-in-law did it for many years and had a great experience getting to know people.
I love that personal tie-in. Too.
Yeah,
you've done a lot of shows. You're co-directing this, and how many shows have you done over the years? Do you know?
Oh man, I don't know. 30-ish, maybe. Either acting or directing.
Yeah,
I'm on the board of the Promise Players, so it's special to be part of that. To see, you know, in the background when we decide on plays, why we decide on those, and so it's a great experience.
How about my friend Lanny Millett? Is he in this show?
Oh yes, he is. He plays one of the characters there. His wife is the person in the church that thinks that all decisions should run through her, and she is quite wealthy and wants to you know, everybody to know that she is very important in the church, and he is the husband, and has a little bit of some issues with his eyes during the play, so you have to come and see that.
So what's the name of this year's play?
It's called Casting Swine Before Pearls.
Oh, I love that little twist, that play on words.
And you saw me, I had to look down because you want to say it scripturally.
Well,
you
sure.
Know, pearls before swine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's Swine Before Pearls.
Is this an original show?
Yes. It is written by a gentleman named Brian Sylvia. He lives in Florida.
Hey.
And actually we posted on Facebook and he's already responded to it, you know, so maybe he'll come and see it.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, that would be great.
So why the choice to team up with Anna and have her come in to co-direct with you?
Well, Anna has been our stage manager for the last several years, and she is, I don't even know the best words to explain her. She is just great, as very organized, kind of knows what to do before you even say it to her. And so that was a thing that she said here about a year ago, you know, I think maybe I'd like to direct.
Yeah.
And so what we end up doing is if somebody is new to directing, we'll take another person that's a little more experienced and then come together and then that person can shadow. What I'd like to say is I don't want her to shadow me. I want to stand in her shadow and let her, shine.
I love that.
And she's doing a fabulous job.
Yeah. Love that. Cassock's Wine Before Pearls is coming to Lampeter Church of the Brethren. You
Correct.
Guys always do your shows.
Yes, we do.
When are the shows?
They are November 6th through the 9th and November 13th through the 16th. And Thursdays and Fridays are at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, we have a matinee at 2:30 and then evening performance at 7:30. And Sundays are a matinee at 2:30.
And if I remember correctly, tickets go quickly.
They do. We do suggest that you make reservations online. It doesn't mean that you get a specific seat, but you do want to come early and then you pay the donation at the door. But yeah, we definitely suggest that you make reservations.
PromisePlayers.org is the place to go, or you could call 717-464-2050. We're going to talk more with Tim coming up about Cassock's Wine Before Pearls and find out some more of the details and those involved, so stick around. Music on the way, too. Josiah Queen and Wren Collective are next.